Praise God. Hallelujah. I will just meditate on a few words before we start praying according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us turn to the book of Romans and let us read 8th chapter, 26 and 27th verses. And Romans 8, 26 and 27. Amen. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What we understand in this verse is the New Testament is a contract between the New Testament church, the church that was formed after the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost, and God Almighty. It is a contract. The Holy Bible was written in God's plan before the foundation of the world. God already planned everything. We know that in the first century, John wrote the book of Revelation. Jesus in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John prophesied what is going to happen. And we are living in the last days and beginning to see what God told all the saints thousands of years back. Now, God has a plan. He has written his plan in the Bible. His will has to be fulfilled. It is a contract between us and God that his will be fulfilled. But John Wesley, the great evangelist in England, who through his prayer brought a great revival in England, mentioned one thing. He said, although the Bible has been written, the future has been planned, and God has completed everything, he said, nothing will happen until the people of God pray. Unless the people of God pray, God's will won't be fulfilled. And someone asked John Wesley, so that means if the people of God don't pray, then God's plan won't be fulfilled. Revelation won't come to pass. And John Wesley replied, if the people of God will not pray for God's will to happen, then God will raise up saints all over the world, in the caves and in the mountains, that will pray so that God's will be done. That is why we say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our prayer plays a vital part and key part. However, the Bible tells us in Romans 8, 26 and 27 that we are weak people. We are full of infirmities. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. God knew that we are weak. We are clothed with flesh. We are very weak people. So why did God put all his investment and his plan of the future and the prophecies and the book of Revelation and the divine plan, why did he put all that at the stake of these weak people? The answer is in Romans 8, 26, 27. God did not plan the future based on the prayer of weak people like us. He knew that on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit will come down and we will receive power from on high. And because of that, we weak people will be translated by the power of Almighty God, and we will be walking Jesus Christ on this earth. And therefore, on the day of Pentecost, Peter, who denied Jesus, stood up and preached and said, this Jesus whom you crucified is Christ Almighty, and God raised him from the dead. And then Romans 8, 26, 27 says, we do not even know how to pray. I remember before I received the Holy Spirit, I used to struggle to pray. I used to plan, I used to write notes on how to pray. And then I got the Holy Spirit, I didn't have to plan how to pray. When I prayed, the power of God came down and Holy Spirit started praying. And I started hearing things that I never even dreamt that I should be praying about. And so the first reason we should pray in the spirit, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, because we are spiritual beings, is so that the Holy Spirit will take over and the Holy Spirit will start praying. God is not interested in the prayer of man, in the prayer of the flesh. It won't go above the roof. Even if it makes it to third heaven, there Lucifer and all his hosts are right there, sitting there in heavenly places. The principalities and powers will crush that prayer. But when the prayer is made by the power of the Holy Ghost, it will go like a cruise missile, and all these demonic powers that are in heavenly places will move away, because that prayer will go from our heart, from our spirit, with the power of the Holy Ghost, with fire like a rocket, straight to the throne of God. And that is why at the throne of God, the angels are burning our prayer like incense before God. So the first reason we should pray, and pray in the spirit, not in the flesh, is so that our voices will be silent and the Holy Spirit will pray. That is why the Bible says most of the time we should pray in tongues, because that's when the Spirit takes over and God understands what the Spirit is praying about. God knows the mind of the Spirit, and that prayer is answered immediately. 1 Corinthians 2:10 tells us, number two, why we should pray. When we pray, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. When we come together as the church and we start praying in the Spirit and start speaking in tongues and get filled with the Spirit, we begin to understand, because the Holy Spirit that lives inside us in the church, He walks in us and moves among us. He analyzes the heart of Almighty God, God the Father, and then He reveals it to the church that this is the will of God. And then, guided by the Spirit, we pray in accordance with the will of God. So the first reason we should pray, and prayer is not in the flesh, in the spirit, is so that our voices will come to a full stop, a period, and the Holy Spirit will take over. That's the reason we pray, not to show our eloquence, our mastery of the English language, but so that our voices will become zero and the Holy Spirit will start praying. Second, we need to pray so that we will understand God's will in the Spirit and start praying in accordance with God's will. Now, the third reason we need to pray is written as Daniel 10, 12 and 13. We have to pray because prayer is warfare. When we pray, it's not over. When we kneel down, the battle starts. One man of God said, Satan trembles and shakes and faints when he sees the weakest saint of God kneel down to pray. You know, we can preach, we can do all kinds of things, we can work, we can do everything. Satan is not really scared. But when we kneel down to pray, Satan knows this is the church of the living God, about who God said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When we kneel down to pray, we have the weapon and armor of God that is in Ephesians 6, and we are storming the gates of hell. We are praying there and going and pulling out the people out of the fire. We are changing governments. We are manifesting the power of God. People are getting healed. The will of God is being fulfilled. Daniel 10, 12 to 13. Then said Gabriel, fear not, Daniel. You started to pray, and the answer was given, and I came from God immediately with the answer. Your prayer was heard immediately, and the answer came immediately. But the demon, the demonic power in Persia, came and withstood me, because that time Daniel was in the Persian Empire, and you know, each country in this world has a demon. So the prince of the kingdom of Persia, the prince of this world, the demon withstood Gabriel and said, no, you cannot take the message, the answer to Daniel, because I am in charge here. And Gabriel fought with Lucifer, And then Michael, the captain of the Lord's host, came and helped Gabriel. On the 21st day, Gabriel came to Daniel. So, if Daniel had stopped praying the 20th day because he did not hear the answer from God, that prayer would not have been successful. So prayer is warfare, and we have to be on our knees until we get the answer. And thank God that as the church, we are continuing to pray. Now the last reason we need to pray is so that we will get transformed and be prepared before the answer comes. Luke 9, 29 to 31. Jesus went up a mountain, and as Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment was white and glistening, and Moses and Elijah met with him and told him about the crucifixion and the resurrection and the glory that should follow. So, the fourth reason we should pray is so that we will be transformed when we receive God's answer. So, first is we need to pray in the Spirit so the Holy Spirit will take over. Next, we need to pray in the Spirit so that we will understand God's will. Next, we need to pray in the Spirit so that we can overcome the enemy. Next, we need to pray in the Spirit so that we will be transformed into the image of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.